Hey, thank you for choosing to spend some time with us here at Awake the Iron. These podcasts are also posted as videos on our website, so be sure to visit awaketheiron.com. While you're there, be sure to check out the Awake the Iron Academy. You'll never be bored again as you explore vast archives of videos, interviews, documents, lectures, humor, and more, covering an ever-increasing range of topics. Think of it like a self-guided, self-paced college, but without the mountains of debt. We would also love to hear from you, and you can do that two ways, either through the website contact form, or leave us a voice message by calling the Awake the Iron hotline. That's 601-654-IRON.
What do you have as far as pet peeves, driving pet peeves? Do you have like a huge list? Could we do like 20 or 25 minutes?
Well, I have 12.
All right. Welcome back for another segment with us here at Awake the Iron. It's going to be another one of those grab bag, funny, maybe a little lighter hearted ones, kind of short. And we'll keep it light, try to keep it quick just to be fun. And I got CJ, the Lion of Los Anyville, with us here today. And this was kind of an idea he had. And so we'll get to it, and I'll let him introduce it here in just a minute. Okay, so CJ, what do you got? What was on your mind?
Yeah, so after hearing the grab bag episode with your pet peeves, I was thinking of what some of my pet peeves are, and the first several that came to mind were all driving related. So these are all my driving pet peeves. If you couldn't guess that, those of you that are watching, you can see our backgrounds with the traffic and the interstates. So I've got 12.
Oh boy,
driving pet peeves.
That's a lot. The only person that might have that many is my wife, so she's gonna enjoy this one.
Yeah, we'll see how many are the same. All right, and these are in no particular order. They're not worst first or whatever.
One thing I was just thinking was if some of them don't really have a good name, we could, try to name them or whatever. But that's just another thing. It'd be fun. But all right, no particular order. Go for it.
So the first one, this might be obvious and everybody is annoyed by this, but people who go slow in the fast lane.
Doesn't the name fast lane kind of imply what you should be doing there?
Or, I mean, sometimes it's called the passing lane, right?
True.
Like, you're supposed to, if you want to pass somebody, you use that lane and then you go around them and that's it. You don't just stay there at the same speed or a slower speed.
Right.
So the
right lane, like if you're on the freeway and there's two lanes, going same direction, the right lane is the driving lane, right? And then you scooch into the left to pass and then get back. That's kind of how it should be, right?
Right. Compared to the kind of road where there's only, one lane each way, and then you have to wait and make sure you can pass because you don't want to hit oncoming traffic, right? So it was a good idea. Like, let's just make a passing lane so that you never have to wait for the oncoming other direction.
Yeah.
You can just pass. But no, now people are like, ooh, there's two lanes I can drive in.
Yeah.
And then it's compounded when you have when you have three lanes or, like five lanes, six lanes in LA or whatever, and everyone's just in all of them.
Right. It's
kind of crazy. Anyway.
Okay.
That's the first one. Second one is related.
Okay.
And here's a example story. I'm on the interstate. I want to go 70 miles an hour, but there's a truck in front of me going like 60. So I want to go around him, but another truck is in the passing lane going 60.0001. I think this might be the worst. My favorite or my least favorite, however
right,
you want to think of
right,
it.
Right.
And you know, it's the worst when there's only two lanes and there's a truck going 60 and then there's a truck passing him going 60.00001. And you're right. Like, oh my goodness, you know. And then like sometimes there's a big train of them, like they're all wanting to do that, and then it's slightly downhill, so some of them are like, "Ooh, I can go faster now," and then they're all trying, all these trucks are trying to pass, and you have all these cars waiting.
Right, so even if the second truck that's passing, so you got a slow truck and then one that's passing, but that's going, you know, only 0.0001 miles an hour faster, but even if every truck behind that is wanting to go 80, you can't, right? You're limited right. to the front truck, and then it takes what, 30 miles until
right
until they actually pass, and then everybody's like, boom, goes fast.
Right, yeah. And I don't want to drive unsafe or do anything dangerous, but sometimes when I'm in the passing lane and I can see ahead of me, like there might be a truck wanting to get over, I'm like, no, and I try to speed up, like, you can't get over.
Right. You know what that makes me think of too is like going out west when you hit that really the going up the mountains and the trucks are going like literally like 20.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So you're like blowing past them going up the hill. And then on the other side of the mountain, then you have those trucks that are just crazy. They're just like flying. And then the next mm-hmm. mountain you go up, then you pass them. It's just like back and forth.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. So that's a good one.
Actually, related to that, coincidentally, is number three. I like to set my cruise on the interstate, but mm-hmm. then there's this person who doesn't have their cruise on, and they're just, I don't know, their foot's just doing whatever, but they pass me and get in front of me, but then they start going slower, but I'm on cruise, so I'm like, well, I guess I'm faster, so I pass them. And then they pass me again, and it's just this never ending, like they keep passing me
right.
and I keep passing them. And I mean, it's not that annoying, but it's just like, why are you doing
that?
Like,
speed.
And like, if you would just set your cruise too, we could just both go. We wouldn't have to keep passing each other.
I swear some people do it on purpose. Like they got it on cruise and they see someone, you know, someone who doesn't want to lose, or I don't know.
Yeah,
you know, that's just how I think it. And they see you coming up behind consistently because we're both on cruise. And then as soon as your car goes over, you can tell they're like, all of a sudden you're like not passing them, right? And you're going the same.
Right.
It's like, why'd you speed up right when I got here?
Yeah.
And it's weird.
I know. Yeah, it's like a race.
Okay. Yeah, those are all, I think people can relate to a lot of those.
Yeah. Next one, number four, is about a roundabout.
A roundabout?
Or a, what do they call them? What's another name for that?
Traffic circle?
Yeah.
Is that what you were thinking of? Is there another name?
No, I think in England they call it a...
Oh.
I guess what we do is just drive around this circle here. It should be the second left exit. There's the hotel. Hey, look, kids! There's Big Ben and there's Parliament!
There it is.
I know. I can't seem to get over to the left, honey. I'll try next time. Sorry. We'll get out of this jam in a minute. Kids, Big Ben, Parliament, again. Kids.
We know, Big Ben.
Parliament. Look, kids. Forget it. It's amazing. I cannot get left. There's Big Ben, kids, Parliament.
Oh, shoot. It was on. It'll come to me. So people who stop at a roundabout. I mean, if you have to, you have to. But
oh, right.
Normally, like, you're just coming upon the roundabout and you just look and okay, you just go. But I'm always behind these people who just stop when they could go, like, you know.
Yes.
You're supposed to just kind of merge and whatever. And they just stop and wait for anybody. And I'm like, you can totally go because that person's way down there and they're coming around at, you know, 10 right. miles an hour.
Now, yeah. I really like those. I like those. If, yeah. I guess a disclaimer, if everyone understands how they operate, I like right. them. All you really have to do, I mean, unless there's crosswalks that you got to watch for, always that, but all you really have to do is just look to your left. That's the traffic you're looking for. And then, okay, there's nobody there, so I go. I think it flows well. There's no electricity needed for, like, lights. Yeah, there's a part in our town that there's two of them really close. Like, there used to be two lights that were really close to each other, kind of big, heavy traffic area. And there's two of them. And you do slow down there. And at high traffic times, it is a little bit like waiting in line. But I feel like they work pretty good if everyone's understands how they work.
Yeah.
So, okay, good.
And then number five is also about a roundabout. And that is when, I don't know, I'm trying to figure out what my notes say. Oh, so you're coming up and you know that you have to merge, so you're kind of timing it. But the other person who's already in the roundabout is too nice and they're slowing down to let you in.
Oh, right. Nice
idea. I'm like, no, you're supposed to go. I'm the one that's supposed to yield and, you know, get in before you or wait. And they're like slowing down. And so then the whole thing just backs up. I'm like, why are you? It's like, it's almost like they're worried you're not going to stop. You know, like, you're mm-hmm. coming up and they're mm-hmm. like, oh, and they stop, I'm like, go, you're supposed to go.
Right. Again, you know, if everyone understands how it would, I mean, maybe it's nice that people are maybe being nice if that was it. But in that case, it's like, oh, it's messing it up. Yeah.
Yeah. This isn't the word I was thinking of, but turnabout is another word for it.
Turnabout. Okay.
But I thought there was a different term. Anyway. Okay. Next one. Number six. Four-way stop.
I see where this is going.
the person that just rolls through.
Mm-hmm.
So you're like, wait, who is next? Like, it's supposed to be, you go in the order of who stops. So if somebody doesn't stop, how do you know when they got there? Like, right. So I'm coming up and then they're coming up and then they just go. I'm like,
yes.
This I think actually, it was going to be me. Like, you got to stop
right.
and go in order.
This actually happened to me today, actually. three of us came to the stop. I was actually first. I came to a stop. Someone else got there just after me. And then the third person, who should have been third in line, they just rolled, cripped through, and then just rolled through. And I looked at the other guy. I was like, we were both here first. Oh, well, you know. Yeah, it is annoying.
Yeah. Those four-way stops. Number seven.
But wait, before you move on, I was wondering this too about four-way stops. If I was trying to remember from my driver's ed days, if all four vehicles get there instantaneously, simultaneously at the same exact moment, who goes first?
Then it's the race to the death.
Okay, I was trying to remember if there's actually a thing.
Like, I don't know.
The person who's on the north, the most north.
Yeah, no, because then you'd be people getting out their compasses, like, which one's next? Yeah, yeah, it is, like, weird. Well,
what if it's a northeast to southwest? Okay. But anyway, okay. All right, what do you got next?
Okay, number seven. when you're at a stop sign, so this could be a four-way, but any kind, and the when people in front of you pull up way past the stop sign, and that's their stop, and then everyone else is taking turns doing the same thing. So like, here's the stop sign, but everybody's actually going way up here, stop, and then go, and then way up there and stop and go. So it's weird because when it's my turn, I'm at the stop sign already.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody in front of me is stopped like way up there. So they go, I'm like, I can go because I'm stopped at the stop sign.
Right.
Like, I don't have to pull up to where they were and do what they did.
Right. There's a new line there,
I guess.
It's
so weird. Yeah. And I do that, and I've had people with me in the car, and they're like, oh my gosh, you ran the stop sign. You didn't go. Like, no, I just didn't do their stupid thing.
Right. Okay.
Like, I was stopped at the stop sign. They were stopped way up there and left. So I'm going to go.
Right.
Plus, that's, you know, when you take your driver's test, that would be points off. You would fail that part.
Right. That's why there's a line there, right? Stop the line. Yeah.
But it's annoying when there's, you know, it's a busy intersection and you've got all these cars stopping and going and stopping and going. And like, everybody's stopping multiple times, like too many times, because then you're stopping way past the stop sign. Like, just stop at the stop sign and then go. It's so annoying.
Okay.
Okay. Number 8. Merging.
Oh man. I don't
That's all that needs to be said.
Yeah. I don't think people here know how to do it.
Yeah.
So what are you thinking? Like getting on the on-ramp or something?
Yeah. So when people, like, I'm behind somebody and we're merging, and they're going slower and slower and slower. I'm like, no, you got to go faster and faster. And then, you know, use your acute senses and figure out how to get in.
Your spidey senses.
You know, like, they're coming here. That's okay. But I'm going to, okay, I think I can fit in there. Like, obviously, if it's a traffic jam or something, that's fine. You're not going to go 60 if everybody's stopped.
Right,
but
right.
Normally, you know, you can fit in, but people panic and start slowing down. Well, then now you're never going to get in because you have to wait until there's a giant gap because you have to accelerate.
Oh, right. You got to get up to speed.
Right. Yes. Whereas if you're already the same speed as everyone, then okay, then you can kind of get in there, or somebody can let you in.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, part B to that is, I didn't put this on as an actual one, but is the people that don't let you in. Like,
yeah.
You know, when everything's just flowing and you can just, all they have to do is just let up and then you're in and whatever. And then they don't. But
you know, along with that, and maybe this is one you have, but it's kind of a merging thing. So remember, there's the right lane on a freeway, and that's where when you merge, you come into. I'm very annoyed when people don't get over.
Right.
When they can. There's no exits nearby, like, oh, well, I get it if you really have to get off right there, right?
Yeah.
So all these cars are coming on, and then there's people in that lane. They will not get over, but there's no one in their way. There's no big truck or anything. It's like, come on, man, help us out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Number 9. When people zip around you, this is like not on an interstate, zip around you to hurry up and get to the next stoplight.
Yes.
It's like, hurry up and stop.
Right.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay.
Zip around, scoot up.
Yeah.
And then here you come rolling along and then
calmly. Like, yeah. And like,
we're all at the same spot.
Right. And then, funny. Yeah. And then they And then they do it again, you know, the light's green and then you go, and then they zip around the next person or whatever.
Oh, right, right.
I wonder if there's been like a study. There probably has. I did like a not unscientific study once.
Okay.
I timed myself driving like a normal route that I take. And I did it once where I was just going to be calm and not hurry and just mosey.
Okay.
And then another time I timed it and I didn't speed. That was my rule, was like, okay, I'm not going to break the speed limit, but I'm going to,
okay,
I'm going to still like hurry, you know, like if it's speed limit's 45, then as soon as light's green, I'm like, until I get to 45.
Yeah.
And then if someone's in my way, I get around them and, you know, yeah. And the whole thing. And I think, yeah, it was not terribly different.
Like, oh, right.
A 20-minute drive was like 19 and a half versus like 20 and 5 seconds or something. Like it was
really, it was close,
really minuscule.
Okay. Yeah. Which, makes sense.
Which reminds me of like GPS, you know, says, oh, you're going to arrive wherever in 20 minutes. It's usually pretty good. And I'm like, how do they know when the light's going to turn green? And how do the algorithms know, you know,
mm-hmm,
all of that? Well, it's probably just averages. And so, like,
and
I
it's
said,
pretty close. Yeah.
Yeah. Whether you're feeling like you're hurried or calm, it probably doesn't matter. It's probably
not
the same arrival. Yeah.
Yeah. You're right. Yeah. Very good. Very good.
So, word to the wise, just relax and you'll probably get there. Same.
Right. Okay.
All right. Number 10. People who tailgate, or not tailgate. Is it tailgate? That's a party. But tailgate party. Tail you?
Ride your butt. Tailgate. They're right up against your, right, almost up against your bumper, almost behind you, right?
Oh, I hate that. And I want to like brake check people, but because I don't know why it's so annoying. It's like, do you think you're going to push me? Like literally push me to go faster,
right,
like
right.
Like you know, it doesn't do anything. Like if anything, it wants to make me go slower just out of spite,
right.
But you know, right. Maybe they are successful with other people and the other people get worried and speed up, or I don't know, but I hate that.
I saw a bumper sticker today. It said tailgating is a mental illness. So
yeah.
So other people think the same.
Yeah. And related to that is on the interstate, when a bunch of people are in the passing lane and they're all tailing each other because they want to just get, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like everybody's going 75 and like 2 inches between them. I have a friend that calls that the idiot train.
A bunch of people tailgating to try to get past, get around somebody. Yeah.
I mean if anybody, you know, braked, like they'd all be like boom.
Right,
boom,
it'd
boom,
be
boom,
dominoes, right? Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, I think some part of that too is they don't want to leave space for somebody else to get in. You know? Because really they're not gonna get anywhere any faster.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're all going the same speed. So if there's 5 feet between you or 50 feet in between you, you're still going the same speed. So there's no point.
Right. Unless
if there is space, then someone in the slow lane sees a gap. I'm like, ooh, I'm going to go around two. And then they get in front of them and they're crap. You know, they don't want to leave space. Like, no, you can't get in.
Right.
Like, you're not going to get anywhere faster. So annoying.
Now, are you the type of driver that you'll make comments or yell in your car with no one else in your car?
Yes.
Okay. My wife's the same way. I'm like, they can't hear you. Like, you want to roll your window down and yell, I guess you do that. But
Yeah, and when I do it, it's more, sometimes I'm not even talking to them, or it's just my own banter. You know, I'm like, why are they doing that? They're not going to get there right. faster.
We're like, oh, great. Here we go.
Yeah.
There's another one of these guys or whatever. Yeah. Okay. Good, good. Yeah. Yeah, we're doing good on time. So I don't have Sturtmig here, so I'm watching the clock myself.
Yeah, okay. Number 11. So when you're riding with somebody, they're driving and they do that thing where they have like a spastic foot. So they go and then let up and then go and then let up. I don't know if you know anybody that drives like that.
Yes. Yes.
I had a friend like that in high school, and I was like, oh my gosh, you're making me car sick. Like, like constantly. I'm like, just go steady.
And I feel like you notice things more when you're the passenger.
Yeah.
Like, you ever notice that? Like, if you go around a curve and the passenger's like, whoa, and you're like, I didn't really think it was that. I didn't really feel any, you know, jolt side to side at all. Maybe just you know what you're gonna do. I don't know.
Right. Yeah. I think that's part of it. And when you've got the wheel, you're more like one with the vehicle.
Yeah, maybe.
And you're in control and you can feel it. If you're a passenger, you're more like, yeah.
Right. Okay.
And then number 12, as a passenger, when the driver is at a traffic light waiting to turn left, but they don't pull up, so then you never go because the light turns red and you're like, oh, we're stopped at the stoplight.
So it turns red. Right.
And then it turns green. And they're waiting for the oncoming traffic and they don't pull up. Because if you're left in the intersection, if you're remaining in the intersection and then mm-hmm. it turns yellow and then red, okay, then you can go, right?
Right.
Because you can't be stuck in the intersection. But if you don't ever go out into the intersection, you're never going to go.
You can't ever get that, little window of opportunity, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had a friend in college who would do that and I would always get so annoyed. I'm like, go, you got to pull up. Go, what do you mean? No, I can't pull up. I'm like, you're never going to go.
Now, a little sidebar. I heard maybe in California somewhere, or maybe it's just Los Angeles, that they have an anti-gridlock. It's like an anti-gridlock law or something to where if you're caught. Now, it's a little bit different than that, but you ever, done this or seen people that traffic's going through, but it gets so jammed up that they're stuck. A whole line of cars is stuck, right, in the intersection. And then when it turns green the other way, nobody can get through. I heard someone tell me that maybe it's LA or some where that you get ticketed for they have the cameras. And so everyone stays out of the intersection unless you're 100% sure you can go through a green. And I have different feelings about, red light cameras and that, but
right.
Anyway, but so yeah, but
yeah,
get out there, slip through.
Right.
Okay. Was that all 12?
That was 12.
Okay. Yeah, that was good. There's probably could think of a lot more, huh? But off the top of my head, I was just thinking the no turn signal people, like when you need it, like I'm waiting to turn and I'm waiting on you because you're coming across and then it ends up you're turning anyway. I'm like, oh, well, would have been nice to know,
Yeah.
It's like pretty sure Toyota makes turn signals. That would be my comment. I'm not a huge commenter, but okay. Well, those were good. And hopefully people watching or listening could relate to some of those. You could always go to the website at wakedaron.com. You could leave a comment there. you can contact us, say, hey, here's another one. If we get a whole another list, we could do some more at another time, or give us a call, 601-654-IRON. And so, yeah, that was pretty fun. Well, so we'll do some more lists and, you know, things like that coming up. So, but anyway, yep. Thanks for being with us. And until next time, we'll see you.
Greg.